Put together a 90-day waist walk challenge I'd like to talk to you about today. It's free, and it's intended to help you get started with the Gemba walk approach that you might have read about or seen, where we look at one of the waist elements. If you recall, the waist refers to the water, air emissions, solid waste, toxins, and energy. Pick one of those elements that is important to your organization or business, and do a Gemba walk. And so on our site, we've given out a couple different steps and process things to go through. But there's a lot more details below the scenes that I think people get hung up on. And so what I put together was a little bit more rigor around what a waist walk entails, and basically a checklist of things to go through each of those processes to make it a little easier. Also, I think the challenge might be a way to get motivated to take that first step and put one together. They're fairly easy to do, but there is some details that you can get hung up on. So starting in October, we'd like to kick that off, and I'm looking to see who is interested in going through this effort. So the way we're going to set it up is there will be an email reminder system for each of the checklist items. So starting in October 1st, you'll have different deadlines that occur throughout the days, all the way up through the end of December, which is kind of the goal for getting the event conducted and completed so that you have your three improvement actions. Just as an example, the first action we'll have you do is go through the Waist Walks course, which is available through udemy.com. The course is free to take, and this will walk you through what a waist walk entails and give you the four-step process. And then within each of these four steps, there'll be different detailed actions. So like the next action would be select the waist element they'd like to focus on. And you have about 2 weeks to figure that out. So you can look at your financial data of your company, talk to people in your business, and try to figure out which one of those elements is most important. Then we go through and have you identify the process owner, schedule a meeting, collect and summarize the financial data and the usage data for that waste element, and things like that. And that's usually within the first couple weeks of October. And so there's a lot of activities around planning that we'll have you go through, all the way to the point of you've completed the waste walk planning worksheet, which has the team, the schedule, and the commitment that you're trying to get from the process owner. Then we get into second phase, and we start inviting people to these sessions, meeting with the teams, talking about what the event's going to entail, and then actually making sure you've got food and snacks set aside for the different sessions, getting invites sent out, stuff like that. Then the third phase, we're actually going to go and conduct the event. You take the results of the event, brainstorm and gather your ideas, go through the impact ease matrix that we talk about, do the multi-voting and break it down into the top three opportunities. And then towards the end, we're going to go through and start working through those. And that will take place leading into the beginning of January and through March, is actually taking those top three items and implementing those. So coming up with actions on each of those, you know, trying to get one completed by January, one done by March, second by February, and third by March. So we've got, follow-up activities that go along with that. So that takes you through most of March, and then kind of a wrap up the whole waste walk by the end of April. So all the details and steps and due dates are kind of laid out on our webpage. If you go to the Lean Six Sigma Environment.org website, and up at the upper right, you can see a link to the Waste Walks Challenge, the 90-day challenge. You click on that, and then there'll be a list of these checklist items. And then for these dates, you'll be getting email reminders as you go along. So on that page, you'll see a sign up button or a link there that put in your email address, and that lets me know that you're interested in getting involved. And so leading towards the end of September, I'll start to reach out to everybody and get them set up on the system that we have available for the email reminders. The other thing that I'd like to add in there is having some kind of follow-up calls, or we'll call them coaching calls, every couple weeks or so. And we'll basically check in where you're at, see how everything's going, and get to hear how other people are struggling or how they're doing well with their waist walks. And so it's an opportunity to get help, but also to hear how other people are doing, and then network a little bit with people who are going down the same path as you. So that's the idea. We'll see how this goes. It's an experiment, but I think getting some momentum around October 1st, I know in the US that's a very common time to start up new activities, because some of our companies run on October financial calendar. So it's a good time to kind of get started, and then having a deadline towards the end of the year to get the walk completed is also seemed like a good timeline. So we'll try to do this next year as well, somewhere in the spring time frame. Maybe it's around March, and kick off another round of this if this goes well, or we'll make some adjustments based on how the first one goes. So really looking for some people who are willing to go through this and help make the process run a little more smoothly, to because my goal is to really grow this concept out. I think it's an easy way to get people started with using process improvement to help some of the environmental problems they deal with at work. So if you'd like to be involved in the first round of this, I think that'd be wonderful. And then we can tweak it, make it better, and then continue to have these on maybe someday we'll get it to a point where it's every month we'll kick off a new one. And then we can streamline it so that doesn't take 3 to 6 months to get them done. That's the other thing, is that we're set it up to be very conservative in how long it will take. It may not take as long as what the schedule is, but we wanted to set something that was like a minimum expectation that, all right, even if I'm really busy, I should be able to get through all these items in the checklist and make progress, so that in 6 months from now, I can show tangible results of some improvement activity. So that's the idea. Hopefully a lot of you will go much faster than that, and you'll be done with everything by the end of the year. That'd be great. But we set up the expectation on it and the time, the due dates on there based on assuming everybody's busy, and this is not something that you're doing full time, and this is that you're trying to fit this into your other roles and responsibilities that you have. So I'll link in the notes for this podcast. I'll put a link in there to the page, but you can also go to the Lean Six Sigma Environment .org website and find the information there as well. So hopefully you're interested in joining us and going through this waist walk challenge. Thanks.